home and things like that in a what?
Purse.
Okay. Would you ever have anything for a real small one that has a snap just for, and it just is for coins?
Well, I reckon you call it a pocketbook or a billfold.
Okay.
One of the two.
Okay. And you might give a woman a new piece of jewelry to wear on the arm and be a what?
Well, you could get her a bracelet or a watch.
Okay. And what about something that she might wear around her neck?
Well, it could be beads.
Okay. What about what a man would wear to hold his pants up?
Spenders.
Okay. Would you have any different names for them according to whether they were plain or fancy or whatever?
Oh, well, now, a lot of people call them gallises.
Okay.
And spenders.
Okay. Would that be different kinds? Or
no, just all the same.
Okay. And when it rains, people will carry a what to keep the rain off of them?
Raincoat.
Okay, or over their heads they might carry a what?
Parasol.
Okay. You ever call that anything else?
Umbrella.
Okay. Is that the same thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you always used both words?
Yeah.
Okay. And then on top of a bed, people will put a what?
How's that?
Cover up the bed with a what?
Well, a lot of folks cover them with bedspreads.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, yeah. Sheets or blankets. Somewhere.
Okay. And then at the top of the bed to put your head on, you'd have a
pillar.
Okay. What about a real large pillar that goes the whole length of the bed, maybe? Do you have a word for that?
No, ma'am.
Or one that is maybe square or real heavy or something like that.
All I know is because it's pillar.
Okay. Do you ever hear something like a bolster? Okay. Well, suppose that you saw one of these things and you were describing it to somebody else. You might say, well, that pillar goes what? Across the bed. If it covers the whole bed, you say it goes
across the bed.
Well, to make it clear to them, you might say something like, it goes clear across or clean across?
Yeah.
What, which?
I'd say clear across.
Okay. What do they call those things that people use to make, to, besides not a blanket that'd be made out of wool, but something that would be stuffed with cotton or whatever, cotton batting? And you tie it and, you know, sew it together.
It's called a quilt.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of. Anything else like that you would have had? Do you ever have anything like a comfort or comforter?
Well, back in my days, it didn't know nothing more than just quilts and pillars.
Okay, that's fine. Have you ever heard anybody talk about a counterpin?
Yes, ma'am.
What would that be?
Well, a counterpin is what I'd call, what I will always call it, a sheet.
Uh-huh. Would that be just the same thing as
yes.
a sheet? Would you call it that when you maybe had a quilt or whatever over the sheet?
Yeah. Yeah, they call them sheets or a counterpin.
Mm-hmm. You know, not any difference, in other words. I thought it might be according to how you used it, but it wouldn't be, would it? What about a bed that you'd make on the floor?
Oh, it's a pad.
Okay. And if you've got real rich land, you say this soil is real what?